Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Thursday, November 23rd, 2006, Thanksgiving Day. Today's program is based on a recording made on November 2nd, 2006.
And this is one that says that such an intention could be concerned not with artistic autonomy, but rather with formal control. It seems to limit an outsider like Odermatt to a kind of formalist savantism. In other words, that his images are worth looking at because they're so well composed and have
apparently
nice contrast ranges and other graphic properties
five
that are solid. And they've got this interesting attention,
which would mean
the
second movement and stillness.
So at this early part of his review,
it isn't the shabby walls of my meager room, or the old writing desks in the office, or even the poverty of the
photographs who are deluding themselves, or else substituting their own artistic intentions for those lacking in the photographer himself. And the second of these sentences is, unless, of course, one understands such an intention to be concerned not with artistic autonomy, but rather with formal control. They're stark, austere, formal, and absurd photographs of cars that have crashed, in usually in an underground tunnel. Most of them seem to be in underground tunnels. One of them is outside, and it's a curving part of a road going past some overpass. It's underneath an overpass.
Such a man is presumed to be
below,
and they all have
about
cars that have crashed.
And this raises a really, really interesting question here, which I may return to in a future discussion. But it seems to me that in the contemporary arts world, meaning, the area of meaning, the area of semantics and metaphor and reference, is where the sophistication now lies. Once the difference between a trained artist and an outsider artist, that difference resided in the technical skills,
the ability to draw
of experience, the ability to
talking about the way things happen, and that's usually the point at which I become interested in a subject is when I begin thinking not so much that this happened and when that happened,
when I become interested
feeling
in
that superiority,
when I begin to perceive
like
other patterns,
the
world,
there are moments when every detail of the ordinary
images pure images or whatever.
And there are moments
when he does come around to this point of view eventually in this discussion. He concludes the essay with the following sentence: the crash scene pictures don't simply resemble things we later came to see as art. On the contrary, their air of strangeness, of unfamiliarity, is the best evidence of their maker's rigorous intention, whatever he may have called it. Which certainly comes down rather strongly on the side of granting these images the status of art. And as I say, that's a conclusion with which I completely agree. But I think the two sentences we discussed earlier are the ones about artistic. Now, the second statement by Schwabsky seems to limit, and this is the one that says that such an intention could be concerned not with artistic autonomy, but rather with formal control.
They indicate in rural
it
settings.
It seems to limit an outsider like
Odermatt
to some
kind
of
a homey rather than a modernist touch.
In other words,
the curvaceous form of these underground tunnels, they all seem to be images of cars that have spun out because of unsuspected frost on the roads, and the vehicles are still and isolated.
Oh,
how do I put this?
Almost like
to not make the mix the art, not indulge in the art of mixing, but rather have the art, if there is any, reside in my own submission to a predefined mix. And I think that was a really, really important decision
into the world of art
I did in the
through
in the
only one door, a door marked formalism.
Try a couple ones where I would mix.
One of the most interesting things about Odermatt's photographs is his control of non-graphic elements, meaning, resonance, emotional tone, and irony. So I would suggest an amendment to Schwabsky's first principle that might go something like this. If one understands such an intention to be concerned not with artistic autonomy, but rather with formal control, richness of meaning, and complexity of resonance, etc.,